Allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself to mess up. Allow yourself to be made fun of. Allow yourself to suck. Allow all these things to happen. Let go of what you think others are perceiving about you, because the gift is contained within the shadow. The shadow always conceals the gift. Your very gifts and strengths of what you have are hidden within the mistakes. They're hidden within the darkness. They're hidden in the shame. They're hidden in the guilt. And as you let these emotions come up, because you know that we learn through contrast, you'll start to see that through the guilt, through the shame, these are simply wormholes to freedom. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Conscious Rebel. This is season 3, episode 7. And today we're diving into the dark abyss. Today we're going to be talking about how to overcome guilt and shame, which are two emotions that are very prevalent within our society and within humanity. And I would assert that we even sometimes look at guilt and shame as these necessary beneficial emotions, when I would actually argue quite the opposite. So in this episode, we're going to be diving into what exactly is guilt and shame, how does it come into our reality, and then how do we actually overcome guilt and shame? How do we press through it and be able to alchemize those two really, really low density emotions into more uplifting emotions? So if you've ever experienced guilt or shame, which if you're listening to this and if you're a human being, then you definitely have, then you know that they can be really, really sticky and dark emotions. The way that I like to visualize it, because typically guilt and shame are usually intertwined, not always, but most of the time they're a package deal. The guilt comes first, the shame comes second. Guilt is like the lure that kind of lures you in, and shame is then the prison that traps you and keeps you in this really dark loop of basically not being good enough. At the foundation to guilt and shame really lies worthlessness and inadequacy. At the deepest root, we're getting right to this. I didn't think I'd start out with this, but at the deepest root, guilt and shame is intrinsically connected to not feeling good enough. You feel inadequate and you feel worthless. Therefore, you are ashamed to be who you really are, because you're telling yourself a story, which is a lie, that you are not good enough as you are now, for who you are. And that guilt then continues to play that shame loop on cycle, and you stay in this really, really nasty negative feedback loop of always thinking that you're not worth enough, you don't deserve certain things, and you're not good enough. And therefore, you will always self-sabotage, because whatever goodness is coming your way, you don't believe you're good enough to receive it. This is why guilt and shame can be really, really dark, really sticky emotions. Guilt says, I did wrong. Shame says, I am wrong. And that's where it starts to become really toxic. Once you enmesh shame with your identity, you become one with these emotions. And it no longer is, I feel shame, but I am shameful. Like, it's not just that I feel inadequate, I am inadequate. It's not that I feel worthless, I am worthless. And once you get into those root layers of really believing that and playing that story and enmeshing with the guilt and the shame, then it can be a really, really dark place to be in. And there's all sorts of ways to get to this point. You know, several things may lead you up to this point, but what I really want to emphasize as we kind of get into how to overcome these two emotions, I need to really emphasize this, and I need you to understand this. Shame and guilt are not inherent within you. They're not inherent within the soul. It's not possible, because the soul is pure love. You do not come to this earth already programmed to have guilt and shame within you. What that means is that because it is not inherent within you, the only way that guilt and shame can make its way inside of you is through external voices. It is the only way. And so if you look at a child, I mean, look at a child running around naked in the sprinklers, painting on the walls, saying ridiculous things that people just balk at or are just so astounded by, because children just, they just act, they do, they live, they're not thinking of what others are thinking about them. They don't live in that egoic perception because their ego is not fully developed yet. So they have no shame. They're shameless as they should be. They don't feel guilt over making mistakes, over spilling paint on the carpet, over, you know, tripping or over accidentally running into the road or kicking a ball out a window. Like all these little things that children experience, they don't all of a sudden naturally feel this shame and this guilt that comes into them. Once they do something such as spilling paint onto the carpet, then an adult runs into the room and says, "Oh my gosh, like how could you? That's brand new carpet. Like what were you thinking? Why weren't you being more careful? Like that was, I told you not to put the paint on the carpet. I said to put it onto the table." And while all this chaos is happening, the child cannot distinguish between their identity and what people are projecting at them. So everything that comes towards you as a child now becomes enmeshed with who you are. So it's no longer, I made a mistake and spilled paint onto the carpet because I was just having fun and making colors and painting a bigger canvas. It now becomes, oh my goodness, I'm not good enough. My mom or my dad is really mad at me. Therefore, I did something wrong. Therefore, I am wrong. And that's when it seeps into inadequacy, which then begins to fester, and that's where shame and guilt comes from. It can only come from outside voices. And you need to understand that, because if someone is listening to this right now who is really struggling, of feeling extremely guilty, of feeling extremely shameful, you need to know that those were not born within you. Those came from outside voices. And you then adopted those beliefs that, yes, you are not good enough. You are worthless, that you're not this, you're that. And then the shame and the guilt grows. That's the first thing that you must understand. It comes from external influences. However, now that we've put that all on the table and that we have compassion for that and empathy for that, and we understand that, it is now your responsibility to be able to alchemize those emotions. This shame may have come from outside influences, but it is now your responsibility to be able to turn that into a more positive emotion. If you can right now, pull out your phone or if you're on your computer and look up the emotional guidance scale. You can just Google this and it will pull up kind of this spiral graphic that will show emotions going up and emotions going down. And this is the emotional guidance scale. I believe it originally came from Abraham Hicks. But this emotional guidance scale shows that emotions are energy in motion, which means that emotions have a frequency that you can actually scientifically measure. And with this frequency, the higher you go up in frequency, the lighter these emotions become. This is what you would call positive emotions. The more dense and the lower in frequency you go, these are what we call negative emotions. If you eye this graphic and you look really closely at the different emotions and frequencies that are on there, you'll notice that the very bottom emotion is shame. Shame is a prison, and that is the whole job of shame. It is to keep you in darkness. It is to keep you in this loop. It is to keep you believing this story that you are not good enough. Here is the good news, folks. It's all BS. It's all a bluff. It's not true. It's the ego's way of preserving you so that you don't go out and make mistakes, so that you aren't embarrassed, so that you don't bring quote unquote shame upon yourself. It's ways to keep you cocooned with inside yourself, to go back into your closet, to go into the darkness, to hide, because it's not okay to be seen. But if you're not seen and if you're staying in your room by yourself, then you can't be judged, right? Then you can't be ridiculed. You can't be bullied. And because we fear these things, we would rather stay in the yucky, ooze of shame by ourselves in isolation and let that eat away at us rather than actually going out into the world and proving that, no, I am good enough and I am able to fail. I am able to experience life. I am able to make these mistakes as I go along through life. So what we're going to look at is we're going to look at five different ways that you can start to dive into these two emotions of guilt and shame and begin to overcome them and turn them into more positive emotions. It's how you turn pain into power. Now, let me preface as we get into these things. There is some actual circumstances that you go through in life that do bring serious guilt, as they should. If you take someone's life, I fancy that you would feel guilty. If you don't, that is worrisome. And so there are real situations here, such as, you know, murder and abuse and scandals and infidelity, and the list goes on of things that you could argue that are ethically not sound for humanity. Now, it's going to depend upon who you ask, and we're not going to sit here and debate those metrics, but there is kind of an ethical and a moral high ground of a line that you can draw, that you can base these principles upon. What I'm trying to say is that the guilt does at some point serve a benefit to be able to bring to our awareness how to realign back to a higher path. Shame, on the other hand, keeps you stuck. But that's the scary thing, is that the more you start to feel guilty, the more it lures you into shame. You first have to feel guilt in order to feel shame. You can't feel shame before. You have to feel guilt first before you get to shame. Guilt is almost like, I would relate it to like one of those lights, the check engine light going off in your car. It's letting you know that something is out of alignment. And that's where this gets really interesting, because if you were raised in religion, and depending on your religious background, you may have been taught that if you feel guilty, it's because you're doing something wrong, or perhaps you are quote unquote sinning. I am abhorrently against this viewpoint, because it inherently plants a seed within you that you are not worthy enough and that you have to become worthy. Which is complete bullshit, because the soul by design is already worthy. You came here to experience. You are not broken. You do not have issues. There is nothing that you really have to do to receive and qualify for love. You are love. And so when we believe that we are sinning and we should feel guilty because we're sinning, which is just a metric that we've created up of right and wrong, then it begins to seep into your actual identity that you are not worthy enough. And I don't believe any of that bullshit, because it's not empowering at all. And what we want to do as we go through, especially Conscious Rebel Season 3, is that we want to become hyper aware of the beliefs that we have and the stories that we are telling ourselves. And we want to make sure that these stories are extremely empowering. And if they're not, then change the story, because why would you want to have a story playing in your head and beliefs that are negative, that don't serve you? It doesn't make any sense, in my opinion. So I don't think that guilt by the way of like sin and you're not worthy enough is an empowering belief. I think it's complete fugazi, but whatever. So make sure you're adopting the beliefs and thoughts and values that really empower you to become your highest version of yourself. So kind of swinging back around, guilt is like the check engine light that goes off, that's letting you know you're out of alignment. That's originally what sin meant. It actually meant that you're out of alignment with God. And so guilt is that warning sign. Not a bad warning of like, you're about to go to hell. No, it's a warning of like, hey, you're kind of off the path. So you might want to get back on, because on the path, it's going to be easier to get to where you want to go. You can meander off the path. You can go wherever you want to go. This is your life. But it may get more difficult. There may be more resistance. You may veer off into the jungle where you're going to face insects and anacondas and a big river and alligators, when you could just stay on the path where you can avoid all that. That's all that's happening with guilt. It's reminding you that you're out of alignment and you need to come back into alignment. Well, if you ignore that check engine light, what happens? Over time, the engine begins to stutter, it begins to fail, eventually it breaks down if it hasn't been looked at and maintained. It's the same with guilt. The more you ignore it and don't really look at that emotion, the more it quickly evolves and descends into shame. Once you get to shame, then it's really, really tricky because shame is typically, like we said, enmeshed with your identity. And where guilt says I did wrong, shame says I am wrong. It's like me as a person is fundamentally flawed. Me as a person, as a human being, inherently, I'm not good enough. I am inadequate. I am worthless. That's what shame says. And it makes you want to hide in the dark so that no one can see that, even though it's all a lie. This is the crazy power of the mind. It can convince you that false reality is real. That's what fear is, false evidence appearing real. So step number one of overcoming shame and overcoming guilt is you have to understand that number one, we learn through contrast. That's the framework you need to adopt. In life, we learn through contrast. This is not about right and wrong, good and evil. This is simply about learning. That's all it is. You're learning. So when you feel these emotions of guilt, when you feel shame, you know what usually happens with most people is that then you begin to feel guilty that you feel guilty. Isn't that insane that we do that as humans? And if you're listening to this, you totally understand. You know you've felt that at one time, that you start to feel guilty about something, and then you feel guilty that you're feeling guilty. And it's crazy. And we get ourselves stuck in this weird ass loop that we stay in, not realizing that if guilt comes into your life and you feel that, it's an emotion. It's just coming up. It's contrast. You cannot truly feel or know what, like joy and freedom and love, all of these beautiful emotions. You cannot know what these feel like until you have experienced the opposite. That is contrast. We go through life and we experience by contrast. So when the guilt and the shame comes up, let it come up. This is simply contrast. You're getting a bird's eye overview of your life and you're learning how to get back in alignment with your soul. So that's step number one. Recognize and realize that we learn through contrast. So if you feel guilt and you feel shame, don't feel guilty that you're feeling those emotions. It's not a bad thing. They're just energy. Become aware of them and understand that us as humans, that is part of the game. Those are the rules, is that you learn by contrast. Step two is probably the most important step out of all of them, which is expose the darkness. If you remember, I was saying how shame is this really sticky prison that once you get in it, it can be really tricky to get out sometimes because it convinces you that it is true. Shame convinces you that you really are not good enough as you are. And so you hide in the darkness. So shame by nature can only exist in the dark. It's such a low vibration of emotion. It's such dense energy that literally, if you look at that emotional guidance scale, the more you ascend, the lighter that frequency becomes. And so in the density, it's darkness. It's pure darkness. It's the only place that shame can exist, which is really, really beneficial to know, because if shame can only exist in the darkness, what happens when you expose the darkness? What happens when you bring the darkness to light? What happens when you take all the skeletons in your closet and you bring them out to the light? What would happen if all the things that you feel ashamed of, that you finally actually weren't afraid to be seen, you trusted yourself, you took a leap of faith, and you let that shame be exposed to the light. Take, for example, health, because health is a really easy one that everyone can relate to on some level. Let's say that you are not proud of the body that you currently have. I know plenty of people, both male and female, who carry deep shame over their bodies because they're not what they perceive the ideal body to be. What would happen if instead of hiding out and wearing, you know, more clothing to hide your body, or maybe not going to the gym because you're afraid of how people are going to judge you or see you or be embarrassed? What if for just a trial for 2 weeks, you set a goal for yourself to have an incredible amount of courage. And you decided that no matter what was going to happen, you were going to expose your shame. And the very things that shame was keeping in the darkness, you're going to take those things and put them out into the light. So you get a gym membership. You go to the gym at the busiest times because you're not afraid to be seen. You wear that favorite outfit. You start getting a good meal plan for yourself. You start studying nutrition. And you actually start taking accountability for these things. Shame has you believe once again that you are wrong. You are inadequate. You are not good enough. This is a lie. It's just trying to keep you in darkness. It's a story you're playing in your head. It's not true. It's an emotion that has taken place inside of you. But if you detach from that emotion, you realize there is nothing wrong with you. That inner child that was perfect is still within you. You are that same person. It's just the world has told you by its own standards, which are complete bullshit, that you are not good enough for those standards. Well, it is time to build your own world. It is time to create whatever you want to create, to be who you want to be, and to connect back to yourself. Step two is the most important. You have to expose the darkness. If you want to overcome shame, there's no shortcut, I'm sorry to say. There's no shortcut of just taking some magic pill and all of a sudden you don't feel guilt and shame. Because that leads us to step number three, which is that mistakes and darkness are your allies. The guilt and the shame is perpetuated within us because we are afraid to make mistakes. We're afraid to look stupid. We're afraid to be seen messing up. We're afraid to be seen as not perfect, even though no one in the world is fucking perfect. So I don't know why we keep setting that unrealistic standard for ourselves when no one can hit that either. Where we're so concerned, again, what other people think about us that we stay in this negative loop of guilt and shame. Allow yourself to make mistakes. And this is the reason why. Allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself to mess up. Allow yourself to be made fun of. Allow yourself to suck. You know, allow all these things to happen. Let go of what you think others are perceiving about you, because the gift is contained within the shadow. Like, the shadow always conceals the gift. Your very gifts and strengths of what you have are hidden within the mistakes. They're hidden within the darkness. They're hidden in the shame. They're hidden in the guilt. And as you let these emotions come up, because you know that we learn through contrast, and you start to expose these emotions to the darkness, you'll start to see that through the guilt, through the shame, these are simply wormholes to freedom. And as you start to really let these emotions come up and sit with them, you begin to learn more about yourself and about who you are. You begin to see your triggers. You begin to see the fear that's driving your life from your subconscious mind. You begin to see how your ego is simply trying to protect you, but it doesn't serve you anymore. You're not just trying to survive anymore. You're trying to thrive. So at some point, you need to take the ego out of the driver's seat and you need to take a hold of the steering wheel and start dictating the direction of your life. Every little decision, every single choice that you make every day is a vote for the person that you believe you are. It's for the person that you want to become. And it's a vote for the world that you want to live in. So be very conscientious about the daily habits, decisions, choices, actions, behaviors, thought patterns, stories, emotions. Be very conscientious of all these things, because it literally is the code, the binary code that you are writing for the programs of your future. Do not give in to shame and guilt. Do not let these emotions convince you that you aren't good enough, because they're just stories. Which leads us to number four, step four, which is self-forgiveness. You're going to get to some point along this journey of trying to overcome guilt and shame where you're going to come head to head with things that you've done in your life that either you feel remorse for or you're not proud of, or as we would say, you feel guilty of. If you want to really cross this bridge, we've addressed shame quite a bit, but let's address guilt now. if you want to really cross this bridge of moving from guilt and being really dragged down into that sorrow and transform and alchemize that into vitality, the only way you can build that bridge is through self-forgiveness. That is why I say the gift is concealed within the darkness. The gift is in the guilt and the shame. It is through guilt that you learn how to love yourself more fully. It is through guilt that you learn how to forgive others and forgive yourself. You do not learn self-forgiveness without guilt, without this remorse. So use these as opportunities to, again, dive deeper into the love. That's the fascinating thing about life, is that it always comes back to the same thing, which is love. And I know it sounds so woo-woo, but it's the truth. Like, do you not just want to feel love constantly? Like, that is who we are made of, but we're convinced that we're not. We are convinced that there is something inherently wrong with us. And so we buy into this propaganda and capitalist bullshit to buy all these things to make us unbroken, to fix ourselves, to heal ourselves, when there was never anything wrong with us in the first place. We just had to remember that. And so guilt is an opportunity to learn self-forgiveness. And self-forgiveness is the bridge that will take you to those higher, more positive emotions. And finally, step number 5, once you've become aware and realized that we learn through contrast, once you begin to expose the darkness and expose your shame, expose your demons and let the world see them, and then you start to realize that actually, as you expose them, the darkness and all the mistakes and the failures you made are actually your allies, because they're an opportunity to find the gifts within them, which teach you self-forgiveness. Then at that point, you can rewrite the script to your life and redefine your identity. You are the author to your own story. You hold the pen. No one else does. And so at any point in time, you can rewrite the script. Whatever you've done in the past, whatever you feel guilty of, it's time to set a new course. It's no longer serving you. So what did you learn from it? What do you want to avoid in the future? How can you grow from it? What were the most important lessons that you want to take with you into the future? And then drop the fucking past. Because guilt and shame can only operate in the past. It is impossible to feel guilt and shame in the present moment. It's impossible. It only exists within the past, which means it only exists within memory, which is really interesting. Tony Robbins has a quote that says, "Stay in the head, you're dead." If you stay in your head, you then stay within memory, which means you're constantly thinking about the past, which is triggering emotions of guilt and shame into the present and future moments. If you simply get out of your head, you get out of the past, and you rewrite your identity for who you want to be, you will overcome shame and guilt, I promise you. It is a journey, it takes patience, and it takes a lot of self-love, of allowing yourself grace to mess up, to fail, to feel these emotions again and again, only to realize that they're like the check engine lights. They're simply just trying to get your attention. They're not telling you that you're stupid. They're not telling you that you're worthless. They're not telling you that you're inadequate and not good enough. They're simply just letting you know you're out of alignment with who you really are. And who you really are is a being who knows that they're not broken. It's a being who knows that they're here to experience life fully and to not judge themselves and to move through life like a curious child, spilling paint, getting holes in the wall, tearing their clothes, getting dirt in their hair. That is the life of a child. They don't feel guilt. They don't feel shame. They're just constantly exploring this new fascination of this world that they've come into. If you can adopt that mindset, then guilt and shame will no longer hold a place in your heart. And at that point, you become truly free, because guilt and shame at the end of the day are simply wormholes to freedom. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hopefully it provided some value. Get out of those negative feedback loops, okay? Shame is not serving you, I promise you. No matter what anybody tells you, it's not serving you. It's a bullshit story. So let that shame seep out of you, expose that darkness to light, and get back to yourself. Be happy, lighten up, have fun. Life is good. Love you guys. Ciao.